Before Aaron Clark managed the Ogden Museum, he was a firefighter with the Air Force.
The first aircraft that I kind of supported were what we called heavies, the C-130s, the C-5s, the C-17s, and I liked the smell. And I walked into it, it just took me back. To me, that was really cool.
An old C-130 aircraft has been taken from storage, stripped down, refurbished, and connected to the outside of the museum's second gallery, where it's now a permanent part of the Lieutenant General Mark C. Reynolds Aerospace Center for Education.
And so people can go inside and they can get in the cockpit, they can sit in the cargo seats, they can smell the smells and, you know, touch the equipment inside, and it's going to complement our already existing education program we have right now.
All gauges and web seats have been installed, windows replaced, doors sealed up, so it looks like a working C-130.
The best way to describe a C-130 is loud. You get a feel, what you know, the pilots feel in the Air Force. We actually have a sound system in there that pushes the sounds of the C-130 engines throughout the aircraft, so you'll get to hear that too. It's really neat.
Clark says the interactive classroom includes lessons integrated with STEM that are related to aerospace, where Utah students can conduct scientific experiments and hold competitions, all in the bay of an actual aircraft. But unlike the original aircraft, the repurposed C-130 has been painted and outfitted with heating, ventilation, and air conditioning. The interactive classroom is now open to the public at the Hill Museum in Ogden. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Carrie Bringhurst.